Hi, this is Peggy van de Plage. I'm the author of Paris Mushrooms and Me, a book on microdosing, psychedelic, and personal transformation. So today I want to talk about the top 10 benefits of psychedelics, but I had a bit of help. So I asked ChatGPT to give me some answers to multiple questions on psychedelics. So if you have not checked ChatGPT yet, I really recommend you have a look. It's very fun. It's a chatbot that's been developed by OpenAI, and the ability it has to interact and provide answers are really fantastic. So I had a lot of fun asking the bot to tell me more about top 10 benefits of psychedelics, psychedelics renaissance, clinical research on psychedelics, and that thing has really an answer to everything. So the answers might still feel superficial and the vocabulary repetitive. However, the results are really accurate and overall pretty impressive. So really it begs the question as to when ChatGPT, so this AI software, will be indistinguishable from a human expert, both in terms of substance and in terms of style. So Microsoft has been rumored to be in talks to invest 10 billion into the owner of Chat GPT, OpenAI, which would value the company at 29 billion. So in an environment that's not very supportive to tech valuation, that's not bad. OpenAI also have an interesting model, which is another type of chatbot, which is text to image. So it provides AI generated art. So you put a description and it provide usually fun type of art. The results, unfortunately, have not really yielded what I wanted for two reasons. First, I asked chatbot answering questions on the benefits of psychedelics. What I got was a bit underwhelming, I have to say. And then I did another try. I was like, okay, let's try me with psychedelics. And the results I got were basically zero diversity in terms of gender and race. I guess me is really a bro me. So hopefully this BIA will be fixed too swiftly by the company because I think they really can bring great value to a society without the BIA, obviously. So the first question I asked was, what are the top 10 benefits of psychedelics? So the first one I got was increased creativity and enhanced ability to think outside the box. The second was improved emotional well-being and reduced symptoms of depression, anxiety, and PTSD. The third one was an increased sense of connection to oneself, others, and the natural world. The fourth one was improved mental flexibility and ability to see things from different perspectives. The fifth, increase empathy and compassion towards others. The sixth, improve sense of purpose and meaning in life. Seven, greater spiritual or mystical experiences. Eighth, improve focus and ability to concentrate. Nine, increase sense of self-awareness and introspection. And 10, enhance sense of wonder and hope. So, I've been using psychedelics for several months now, 7, 9 months maybe, and I have to say that the benefits that are mentioned by the chatbot are totally aligned with my own experience, but also the experience of the people I know who have been microdosing psilocybin. So it's really a 10 out of 10. The explanation is pretty limited. Of course, I asked for the top 10 benefits. I didn't ask for the background information on each, but it's pretty accurate and written in an English that is pretty good, I would say, for me who's not an English speaker as my first language. So the second question I asked was about the psychedelics renaissance. Maybe you've heard of the terms. And so this is what the chatbot came back with. So the term psychedelics renaissance refers to the recent resurgence of interest in the study and use of psychedelics, particularly for therapeutic purposes. This resurgence of interest has been driven in part by a growing body of scientific research suggesting that psychedelics may have therapeutic potential for a variety of mental health conditions, including depression, anxiety, PTSD, and addiction. One of the key drivers of this renaissance has been the renewed interest in psychedelics research and the growing number of studies that have been conducted in recent years. This has led to a renewed interest in the therapeutic potential of psychedelics and has sparked a growing conversation about the role that these substances may play in the field of mental health. So until there, that makes total sense. It's exactly what the psychedelic renaissance is. And, you know, it's put in plain English. It adds a bit more. Additionally, the cultural perception of psychedelics has also changed in recent years, with a growing number of people viewing these substances as having therapeutic potential rather than just being recreational drugs. So I absolutely agree with that. This has led to a growing movement of people advocating for the decriminalization and legalization of psychedelic for therapeutic use. That is true as well. And the last thing is, however, it's important to note that while the research on psychedelic is promising, it is still in the early stages, and more research is needed to understand the safety and efficacy of these substances for therapeutic use. Additionally, the use of psychedelics is currently illegal in many places, and it's important to consult with a qualified healthcare professional before considering using psychedelics for therapeutic purposes. So that's one thing that's been interesting, because I ask many, many questions to the chatbot on psychedelics, is that it comes with very conservative, I think that's the word, conservative stance, in the sense that, okay, it's still illegal. The clinical research is still in infancy. The benefits are still anecdotal. So it's extremely, extremely conservative. So we have a conservative chatbot here. And the last question I asked was on the clinical research on psychedelics. And so what I got was, clinical research on psychedelics has been limited in the past due to the fact that many of these substances, such as LSD and psilocybin, were made illegal in the 70s. And that is absolutely true. We know that very well. The Nixon organization unfortunately decided that it was probably a bit too controversial and it's very unfortunate, but that was their perspective at the time. It was too controversial to continue study psychedelics. So basically we wasted 50 years. So that's unfortunately the situation we're in, and the chatbot totally point that out correctly. However, in recent years, there has been a resurgence of interest in the therapeutic potential of psychedelics, and several studies have been conducted to explore their potential benefits. Some of the conditions that have been studied in relation to psychedelic include depression. So a number of small studies have found that psilocybin, the active ingredient in magic mushrooms, may be effective in treating depression, particularly in people who have not responded to other forms of treatment. That is true as well. It's absolutely accurate. The second condition referred to by the chatbot is anxiety. Psilocybin has also been studied for its potential to reduce symptoms of anxiety, particularly in people with a terminal illness, totally true as well. PTSD, a few small studies have found that psychedelics may be effective in treating symptoms of PTSD. We have a lot of studies that are happening right now in the departments of Veterans Affairs, both in the US and Canada. So that's absolutely accurate as well. Addiction. There have been some studies indicating that psychedelics may be effective in treating addiction to alcohol and tobacco, as well as in reducing cravings for other drugs. That is also something that is used by the Veteran Affairs, and they're working on that. And the last one, which is a bit less known, but I read about it, is called a cluster headaches. So some studies suggest that psychedelics may be effective in treating cluster headaches. So I thought interesting that the software mentioned it, because usually it's not something that is very common to read about. And last but not least, it's important to note that most of the studies are small and preliminary, And more research is needed to confirm their findings and understand the long-term effects of psychedelics. So again, we have our conservative chatbot here that is giving us some words of caution to finish that. So I hope it was fun. I hope you learned some things. Again, I thought it was very well done. And you know, the English is okay, the substance is okay. I'm really looking forward to see when is going to be going head to head with a real expert. So thank you so much for watching and listening. If you want to share your comments and questions, that's great. I always love to exchange. If you want to know more about me, you can check out in the comments section the link to my website and my YouTube channel. As I mentioned, I wrote a book, Paris Mushroom and Me, based on my experience microdosing psilocybin. Please reach out if you would like to reserve a copy. And the book will be published in 2023. And last but not least, if you want to explore speaking engagements, you can reach out to my agent, Dave Daniel. The contact of Dave is in the comment box. Thank you so much for being with me today, and talk to you next week. Bye bye.